Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Yes, it is document 6 we are referring to. At the Inland Transport Committee session of February 2022, so last year, the new rules of procedure for the Inland Transport Committee were adopted. In reality, they were adopted the year before, but they were actually only endorsed by ITC's parent body, ECOSOC, in February of last year, so they became actually operational in February of last year. As a result of that, the chair of the Inland Transport Committee has asked each working party and all its subsidiary bodies to consider the new terms of reference and rules of procedure for the Inland Transport Committee and to understand how to apply them at a working party level. This is very formalistic, I apologize. Maybe this will be very boring for a whole lot of you, but we need to go through this process. Basically, the new terms of reference for the Inland Transport Committee and the new rules of procedure allow member states who are not members of ECE to also have voting rights on those legal agreements to which they are contracting parties. This doesn't really affect us here at WP6 because we don't have and we don't look after any conventions or legal agreements at the moment. Having said that, as I said, we have a specific request from ITC to either just use the Inland Transport Committee's rules of procedures, to prepare our own rules of procedures, or to use the general generic ECE rules of procedure. Until the ITC terms of reference came into force and their rules of procedures came into force, we as a working party did not have our own rules of procedure. And as a result, before then, they were applied directly the general and generic ECE rules of procedure. Since the ITC ones have come in, we now, by default, have to apply those. What document 6 does is proposes the option of modifying and creating our own rules of procedure in order to make it more relevant for the activities of WP6. It is, of course, up to you as member states to decide what we do on this. The proposal that has been prepared by the Secretariat takes the ITC rules of procedure and basically, as I mentioned before, customizes them to make them more relevant for what we are doing here. So, as I mentioned, the main changes, and these are in paragraphs 7 to 14 of document number 6, the main changes are, again, in comparison to the ITC rules of procedure, the first rule, rule 1, which, as I mentioned, is a key aspect about allowing non-ECE member states voting rights where there are legal agreements. This has not been included in the proposed terms of reference, proposed rules of procedure for our working party, as we don't have legal agreements. There are a number of corresponding changes that have been made to account for that as well, and the role of the subsidiary bodies as a whole has also been changed within our working party rules of procedure, really to reflect the work that we do. The other major, there are two other, I guess, more important changes, and that's Rule 23, which in the ITC rules of procedure says that 1/3 of member states need to be present for decisions to be made. 1/3 of member states is about 18 member states. And while in more recent years, thanks to the excellent work that Alex has been doing as secretary, we are getting very close to having that, and I think last year we had more than 18 members. We were at 22, and this time as well, we're 18 today, okay, as well. So that's very good. In essence, we have the Secretariat has proposed a much lower quorum level to allow for let's say, more flexibility in that process. Finally, there is also in Rule 36 a reference to voting mechanisms and complicated digital and mechanical means for voting. We've never had to vote for anything here at WP6. It's an excellent example of consensus and how it works very effectively. If we are to vote one day on a decision or on something like that, even on elections, then we will stick to the classic process of voting by paper and not mechanical means, to be honest, because EC doesn't really have access to mechanical means anyway, so I'm not really sure why that was in there in the first place. Don't ask me, I cannot provide an answer. So in the annex, you will find in the annex to that document, you will find the revised rules of procedure for you to consider as one of the three options. Remembering the first option is, and there is no priority in the order that I say them, keeping the existing ITC terms of a reference. The second option is these proposed ones, and the third one is going back to the EC Commission rules of procedure. If I may, just a couple of other things that are in the document, Mr. Chair, just to reference that also one of these requirements was to align the strategy of the working party to the terms of reference of ITC. Well, we did that already last year or a couple of years ago, document of 2020, number 6 it was. So that excuse the terminology tick box has already been ticked, and we are fully in line with that. The chair of ITC also asked us three extra things to look into. One is the inputs into the road safety action plan, which of course we do on a regular basis through all the activities in collecting data on road safety. One in relation to intelligent transport systems that we do not really cover very much in the activities of WP6, so that is the response that will be provided on that. And of course, all our work on accelerating climate change mitigation efforts, which we've already heard a lot about in the past few days, and my colleague Ruhl, who is already up on stage, will be telling us a whole lot more about later on in the discussion. So that's it, Mr. Chair. I'm very happy to answer any questions. I apologize if it is very bureaucratic and not something we usually talk about at these meetings, but we have to do these things as well. Thank you.